531.
Kimmy News at 5, Maloe Laumalie, I'm Neomai Vudango. The planned merger of RNZ and TVNZ has been scrapped. The announcement was made by the Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, as part of what he says is a new focus on dealing with the cost of living.
There's a clear need for further support for public media, but it needs to be at a lower cost and without the need for significant structural change. Radio New Zealand will be provided with additional funding to secure its financial stability and to strengthen its role in public media. New Zealand On Air will also receive additional funding to support public media content.
Reacting to the announcement, the chief executive of Pacific Media Network, Don Mann, says the decision makes little difference to the work of PMN. Mann says the answer's better government support for organisations like PMN.
Nothing changes with regards to what's best for Pacific people. You know, there's still a need for plurality of voice. There's still a need for equity of representation across all levels of public media, and especially in who has editorial control on who decides what stories are told and who's telling them.
The Prime Minister has announced that the minimum wage will rise by the rate of inflation from the 1st of April. Chris Hipkins says the minimum wage will rise by $1.50 per hour to $22.70 per hour. He denied claims that the move would hurt businesses or cause more unemployment.
As I've indicated, you know, that has not been our past experience with minimum wage increases. Those concerns have been raised every time the minimum wage has been increased and we have record low unemployment.
A joint mission has intercepted more than 3 tonnes of cocaine from a vessel in the Pacific Ocean. The mission by police, the Customs Service and the Defence Force netted 81 bales of cocaine with an estimated street value of $500 million. Police Commissioner Andrew Costa says it's one of the single biggest seizures of illegal drugs and will be a major financial blow to organised crime. Advocates for seasonal workers want to see the horticulture and viticulture industries earning the right to employ RSC Pacific workers. Equal Employment Opportunities Commissioner Saunomali Ikaranina Sumio led an investigation into the mistreatment of workers last year. She says the issues raised last year following the investigation should have been addressed before resuming the scheme.
Without doubt that our Pacific countries, where people come from, have known about the problems for some time. And I do believe our Pacific nations are in a very powerful position because we need Pacific people to come here. You know, it shouldn't be a relationship where we're kind of like scared that we're going to lose the opportunity. New Zealand needs the Pacific. Recognize their power.
Finally, Niue says it's free of COVID-19 in the community after months of trying to stamp out the virus. 0 active cases of COVID-19 were reported last Friday. Community transmission was originally announced in November last year. Health officials are warning Niueans to take care because of flights to Niue from New Zealand. That's PMN News at 5 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.